Hello, I'm, oh my god, I'm doing an AMA, I'm trying not to die. So I actually got kind of a lot of questions. I really wasn't sure if anyone would even ask me anything, but I got kind of a lot. So I'm actually going to start with like the third section. I gave like a safe for work questions, and then not safe for work questions, and then other category, and I'm gonna veto most of the others, so I'm gonna start with them. I have, please sing something. I want to hear a sweet melody from that sweet, sweet voice. And or how about a shout out to your school's mascot? I'm not gonna sing, because I don't sing. Well, I sing in the shower, but I'm not gonna sing, like, into a microphone. And I'm not shouting out my school mascot either, because we are unique. This person says, nothing. Even if you answer one of my dumb questions, I will be over the moon. Stay awesome. Thank you. Just glad to hear your juju is on the mend, and looking forward to hearing whatever you feel like putting out in your own time. Thank you. All these people are just saying very sweet things. Just happy you're, just glad you're happy and feeling good again. Smiley face. I had either two people ask me for the same thing in different words, or one person put in the same thing twice because they really want me to do it, but I'm not going to do it for this. I'll do it for a ramble fat, but they wanted me to put a vibrator on my clit, and nipples, which is why I think that it was the same person doing it twice, because it was two in a row of asking me to put a vibrator on my clit and nipples for this. And I wouldn't know how to do that for my nipples. So anyway, one person says moan into the microphone as if it was an ear. And I already do that in all my audios. So, so go listen to an audio. just be your amazing improv self. Thank you. Another person said to do singing or hum. No, I'm okay, thank you. I'd love to hear you gag on your dildo. I would not like to do that, thank you though. I want to hear the deepest vote your voice can go and the lightest. I love that I'm like 3 minutes, not even 3 minutes into this, and I've already vetoed like every single thing that someone has asked. But this is just this section, so it's gonna get better, I promise. Request, do some super soft whispering close to the mic. So I'm actually going to do a study with me thing tomorrow, hopefully. And then also one where it's like an ASMR puzzle thing with me. And so I'm going to do that in that one. So I'm not going to do that here, but I'm going to, I just read ahead to this one. Challenge, talk in another language if you know one, winky face. So now I'm thinking this person might know me because I do speak another language. I probably shouldn't say it though. I don't know. Okay, what do I say? Fuck it, I'll do it. I'll do the one thing. Everyone's saying all these things and I'm saying no. I'll do one thing, but I don't know what to say. 我今天起来了很晚，因为我昨天晚上 根本都没有睡觉，因为我不想起来做很多作业，因为我有很多考试，然后我不想学习。I don't know. It's very broken. It's been so long since I've been able to practice it. not a question, but in your ramble, you said that you didn't like your voice or were self-conscious of it. Yes, that is correct. I feel like I sound kind of ugly. I know you may not be fond of it, but you sound almost exactly like my ex-girlfriend who died last year. Oh. And I miss her a lot. And it just sounds like, oh my god. It just sounds like she's still here. I think I listened to your ramble like 10 times just to hear you talk. So I guess what I'm saying is it's okay to be hard on yourself about something, but to always know there are people out there who will always care about you no matter what. Also, congrats on graduating. I graduated last year, and getting through college during COVID is not easy. Power to you. Well, oh my god, I am so sorry to hear about your ex-girlfriend. I am going to be making more, like, safer work stuff soon, especially when I'm home. But that was just really sweet of you, and I'm really sorry to hear that, and I'm glad that my voice can kind of give you some kind of comfort. I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay, we survived. We survived the challenge slash specific things, and now we'll get into the actual safer work question. What is a time period you would go back to and visit if given the opportunity? It has to be backward. It has to be time period backward. Let's see. I don't know. I guess I want to go back to, like, the Vikings. I want to be a Viking woman. I want to be fucking Lagertha. I want to be a shield maiden, because I totally would have been. Actually, let's be honest, I probably would have just stayed home and, like, hung out with the sheep. But I would think that I would be a badass Iron Woman maiden person. in fact, I kind of want to make, like, a fantasy Viking GWA, like, audio. But I don't know how I would do that. I'm trying to learn sound effects, but I haven't yet. What are you majoring in? What career are you trying to pursue? I'm not going to tell you my major because it is unique and only offered at a few schools, but I will say it's in STEM. It's a life science, like chemistry, biology, similar to that. What career are you trying to pursue? That's, oh my god, I just choked on my own air. That's great. Good for me. Jesus Christ. All right. I am trying to be a doctor and applying to medical school and trying to get my shit so that I can be a doctor. We will see though. If I fail, I will just get a PhD in psychology and talk to people about their problems all day. Or work in a lab. I don't know. I don't know what I'd rather do. I think I'd rather be a therapist than work in a lab, but I'd much rather be a doctor than either of those. So hopefully I actually get in. If you could have any talent you don't currently possess, but you'd have to give up when you do, ooh, what would they be? Huh. That's a really interesting question, because there are some talents I wish I had. Like, I wish I could do music. I play piano, but very little. And I wish that I could, like, play the cello or, like, play the piano and just, like, shred, you know? And I wish I was more athletic, but I wouldn't trade any for, like, what I have now. Because right now I'm, like, my talents, I guess, is, like, art. Also, just being hardworking is a talent for sure. And, like, empathy, those are, like, my talents. And I wouldn't want to trade those. So that's interesting. It's an interesting, very unique. Good, whoever you are, good job. 10 out of 10 on that one. What's it feel like to be a graduate? I don't know. I have been insanely emotional this week. Like, I have cried so much this week. It's insane. I think I'm just so overwhelmed with, like, the transition period I'm about to be in. It feels insane. I wish college wasn't over. I feel cheated, you know, because the pandemic took away my senior year. Well, it took away half of my junior year and my entire senior year. So it really blows, and I feel kind of bitter, but I'm trying to just focus on the positive, you know. It feels weird, though. I feel like I'm an official adult, and that is scary. So I'm proud of myself, and everyone's like, oh, congratulations, this is such a big deal. But I have so many more things I want to do. Like, I want to go to med school, so I'm going to be, if I get in, I'm going to be studying for, like, the next 12, 15 years. So everyone's like, this is a crazy, a huge accomplishment. And I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm just getting started. Like, it's funny. I think people are expecting me to feel, like, done, you know, or feel like at rest or accomplished, but I feel the opposite. I feel like now the game is getting big, you know, now I really gotta fucking get going. Okay, I need to stop rambling on that one. What is one food you cannot live without? Carbs, carbohydrates. I'm a carb addict, I'm a sugar addict, and I need help. Beverage of choice. Honestly, like, to be completely honest, water. I really drink water most of the time. If I had to pick a non-water beverage liquid, I would pick smoothie. Is smoothie a beverage? If smoothie's a beverage, then I would pick a smoothie. Like a fruit smoothie. What's something everyone else is into that you just can't seem to understand? Oh, sports. Math. Well, no one's into math. Never mind. Sports. Definitely sports. Running, exercise, sport. I just cannot. Oh my god, I cannot. There's nothing interesting or stimulating about sports whatsoever. It is the most mind-numbing thing ever, and I just don't understand it. And I never will, and that's okay. My cat is being loud. What is your favorite food? Single item and meal. My favorite meal is chicken and dumplings. My mom makes really good chicken and dumplings. In fact, I actually texted her the other day. I was like, Mom, can you please make me chicken and dumplings for when I come home? And she was like, as your graduation meal? And I was like, yes. And she was like, okay. And then my favorite food item, I don't know, macaroni and cheese. I don't know that I answered that correctly. What's your ideal first date? To be completely honest, I hate dinner dates. That's what you're like supposed to do, right? That's traditional, but I just don't like them. They stress me the fuck out. I don't like being in a public place with someone new. It just stresses me out, and then it's like, who's gonna pay? And then, oh, like, walk me to my car. I don't know, it just stresses me the fuck out. And I also really don't like movie dates, because you can't even get to know the person. So, my ideal first date would be going and doing something, like going to a park and having a picnic, or, you know, going canoeing, or going in on a hike, or just going and doing something, like go to the zoo, or something like that, like go to a museum. That would be cool, because then you get to see how they interact with art and nature and stuff like that, and that tells you a lot. I'm sorry. When I change the cat box, my cat just will go in. He's not even using the cat box. He's just, like, digging around for fun. And I changed the cat box. And so he's literally just digging around in there and jumping around and making cat litter fly all over. I don't even know if you can hear it. But anyway, I'm about to go yell at him. Because it's annoying me. But so, yeah, that would be my ideal first date. What gives you the ick? So many things. God, so many things. Mostly men, no offense, love you all. Not all of you. Love most of you. There's a lot of things men do that give me the ick, to be completely honest. Rightfully so. I'm trying to think of one thing specific. Oh, I really hate when people say pillow instead of pillow, or milk instead of milk. Hate that. Fucking hate that. Do you toast your Pop-Tarts or eat them raw? I actually just raw dogged a Pop-Tart 2 seconds ago, to be completely honest with you, but I usually like to toast them because they taste better. Sometimes I'm just too lazy. Do you consider yourself to be lucky or unlucky? Also, yes, I just said I raw dogged a Pop-Tart. I consider myself to be both extremely unlucky and extremely lucky, because I was born a white middle-class woman in America, so obviously I am extremely, like, privileged and lucky and blessed and set up for success in that way, and also unlucky in the sense that I have had a lot of really weird and really shitty things happen to me in my life, and it doesn't seem to stop. It's not even like, oh, shitty childhood. Yeah, it's like shitty childhood and a bunch of other terrible shit happened as an adult, and it doesn't seem to be ending. So, both. What is your biggest romantic turn on or turn off? Romantic. See, okay. I am misguarded heart, so I am like I will not listen to an audio with an L bomb. It stresses me the fuck out. Like, I don't like vanilla. I can't even have vanilla sex ever because it stresses me out. I don't like it. Definitely something I need to work on in therapy. But romance stresses me out. I don't like it. I don't like feeling vulnerable and intimate. I would rather do some kind of, like, rough thing. Because it doesn't feel as intimate. But that's just a me problem. How many quarters can you stack on your nose before they fall? I don't know. And I'm not going to get up to find a bunch of quarters. I don't even know if I have any quarters. I have, like, 2 Aldi quarters in my car, and I'm not gonna go get them. Thank you, though. Those were great questions. What do you study? Here, I kind of already answered that. Do you like people messaging you on Reddit? This is a loaded question. Yes and no. So, oh god, excuse me. The thing about messages is I get a lot of them. And so I can't respond to all of them. Like, it would literally take me like 45 minutes to an hour a day to respond to all the messages that I get. And I just don't have time for that. I can't aliquot time for that. Especially when, like, most of them are just, "Oh, I loved your audio. It was really great." And I really appreciate that. Like, I really do. So, in one sense, yes, I really do like getting messages because a lot of you guys, like, say the sweetest things, and I really appreciate them. I do get stressed out, though, because I sometimes, and I know this is incorrect, but sometimes I feel pressure, like I need to respond to them. And I know I don't owe anyone anything. But there, a lot of them are just really, really genuine and kind, and I wish that I had a million hours in a day so that I could respond to all of them. But a lot of times I just read them and smile, and I have to move on because I don't have time. And then there's all of the shitloads of really bad messages that I get every day, and they can be kind of grating, you know? Mostly when I'm talking bad, you know, I can actually, I'm not gonna out anyone, but I can like read you an idea of like some of the stuff that I get every single day and how it can kind of get really, really old. Oh, I think I probably blocked most of the people that sent me those, so I don't have them anymore. But like I get a lot of people who just message me hi or hey, how's it going? Or what's your day today? And I'm not I especially when there's no post history, no comment history, anything, it's just an account with one karma and they're asking me how my day is. I don't have time. I'm not gonna wanna engage, you know? It's different if like another creator on GWA who has post history and does stuff similar to mine, if they messaged me and said, "Hey, how are you doing today? I like your content." I would probably respond to them because they actually have like something behind their account, if that makes sense. I'm clicking around. I can't find any sort of bad messages because I'd usually just block the people who send them. But like, for example, you know, just super graphic and sexual directly at me, as if it were a continuation of my audios. And on one hand, I understand, like, when you're in horny brain mode, you're not really thinking straight. But I have so many people that'll just message me and be like, "Mommy, I'm stroking my hard, leaky, cum-filled dick for you, and I need to come so bad. Please, can I come, Mommy?" You know, just on and on and on and on and on. I mean, people will send me paragraphs, multiple, like, so much. I get them with my sub stuff and with my dom stuff. And, I'm not gonna respond to that because I'm not your mommy. I make porn. I make audio porn, and it's for you to enjoy and fantasize about. But remember, it is a fantasy. I am not your mommy. I'm not your sub. I'm not your girlfriend. I am a person, and you are a stranger, right? Like, you have to remember that. So, would you go up to a stranger and, you know, talk to them about your throbbing cock? No, you wouldn't. And just because I post porn doesn't mean that you should or can still do that to me. You know what I mean? I get it. I understand why people don't realize it's kind of inappropriate and wrong. But it is something that people should learn. I kind of really wish GWA was more like, you know, I know they have like, "Oh, if anyone harasses you, like tell us," and blah, blah, blah. But that's not, I guess it kind of is harassment. It's not really harassment. Most people don't consider that harassment. It's just kind of annoying. And I wish that GWA had something where they said, "Hey, don't send a creator detailed messages about your dick." I also have people send me pictures of like them, you know, their dicks out or them like stroking their dick or even a video of them like coming while listening to my audios. It's really uncomfortable. I don't know you. I make porn, yeah, and I do want you to do that. Like, I want you to enjoy yourself, but I didn't give you consent to include me in that, you know? And it's just inappropriate, so you shouldn't do that. So now that I've scolded any number of you, I do like messages. I really appreciate it, especially when it's like a specific thing. Like my therapist audio didn't do great with upvotes, but I got so many messages of people saying, "Oh my God, this just like made me feel better about myself. I felt like, I really loved this, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, I really love when an audio does something like that. And I've gotten several, like, at least a couple handfuls of audios of people being like, oh my God, I never thought I was a sub, but I think maybe I do have, like, some switchy tendencies because of your mommy dom stuff. I love reading messages like that. Like, they make me so happy. And those kind of messages are appropriate, you know? Just tell me. And even... It's a fine line, you know? You really gotta try and walk the line yourself. I can't make those decisions for you. Like, you know, there's plenty of people who say, oh my God, I really enjoyed that audio. It was so fucking hot. That's appropriate. That's fine. You can say that. But when you start going into details about how your cock was twitching and you were thinking about shoving it down my throat and making me gag, like, that's inappropriate. If... you know, we start talking and flirting and then we're talking about that, sure, but that's a whole different story. I don't know you and you're a stranger and you probably shouldn't be saying that to me. You 100% shouldn't be saying that to me. Okay, that was a loaded one, so I warned you it was going to be a big one. Any hobbies you mind sharing? Sure, I read tarot cards. I like to meditate. I like to do Zumba. I like to learn languages. I like to write. I like to make porn, audio porn. I love puzzles. I'm addicted to puzzles. And I paint. Got lots of hobbies. Favorite foods. A lot of people asking my favorite foods. favorite places to go out to eat. I really like Mexican restaurants. You know, American Mexican, to be clear. Do you have any pets? Yes, I have a cat. He is so great. He's my favorite thing in the whole world. My favorite animal is probably a cat or a tiger, you know, a big cat, some sort of feline. How's school going? It's going, man. It is going. I'm graduating with, like, all these honors, right? Magna cum laude, honors program, fucking insane amount of logged volunteer hours. I got this incredible letter of, like, recommendation from my school for medical school, like the highest they can possibly give you by unanimous vote. Like, I am thriving. I am excelling, but I am barely making it to the end. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing bad in my classes right now. I'm gonna graduate, like, for sure, but I'm coasting to the end on empty for sure. It's a good thing I'm at the end, right? Because if I had a whole nother year, like, I couldn't do it. So thank God I'm taking a gap year. If we have any ideas for possible audios, where can we let you know? You can message me. I am perfectly responsive to audio ideas. So again, let's have a little chat about what the difference is between you giving me an audio idea and you telling me about your throbbing cock and calling me mommy. Right? Like, I'm an audio creator. And I am very open to suggestions. I can never make any promises, obviously, but I very well may, like, run with an idea. The other thing is I have a Google Doc that is just filled with my sexy audio ideas. So I may, like, read your message and go, oh, that's interesting, and then type it out. And it may or may not ever get made, but then it'll be added to my little list of ideas. So you can just send me a message or a PM. And let me know of an idea, but again, no promises. Will you make a Twitter account? Probably not. I don't even have a Twitter, like, for my personal use, so I doubt I'll make one for GWA. What is PTS? Hey, buddy. Maybe my cat will sniff the microphone for some cat ASMR. Well, he's headbutting it, so I think that was probably not very nice for you guys. Will you make any Safe for Work or PTS? PT sounds like pillow talk, but I don't know what S is. Yes, I am going to make, I really want to. I keep trying to make them and it just never happens. Study with me stuff. I'll definitely make those over the summer because I'll be studying for the MCAT. I want to do the one where I'm making a puzzle. I plan on it. I plan on doing some pillow talk ones. It should be good, but I'm not sure when I'll have time. Will you make any audio series? Like a story that, like, kind of plays out? I haven't thought of that, but that is a good idea. I will write that down. Describe your favorite fantasy. I wonder if that's written in this not safe for work questions. Because if it is, I'll just answer it down there. I will, I'll just go ahead and answer it up here. And that's a hard question because, like, there's so many fantasies, right? I don't know that I have a favorite one. Some of my favorite fantasies are sleep play, for sure. You know, just, like, being woken up to being fucked. What else? I like the idea of, like, catching a guy masturbating, like, because I really like watching guys jerk off. It's, like, one of my favorite fucking things. So I really like the idea of, like, walking in on someone masturbating and just kind of watching them for a bit and then joining them, or, like, mutual masturbation, stuff like that. What's your favorite movie? Oh my god, I have so many. I really liked Passengers. I know a lot of people shit on that movie, but I thought it was really, really good. Oh my god, I just recently watched Brokeback Mountain and it wrecked me. It was so fucking good. Brokeback Mountain was so good. Love Sound of Music. Love Fiddler on the Roof. Although I don't consider myself a Broadway person. Those are the only two musicals that I like. Fiddler on the Roof and Sound of Music. Like Nacho Libre, Napoleon Dynamite, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, School of Rock. what else? I actually have a list on my phone of movies that I like for some reason. Oh, Star Wars. I almost cannot believe it. I almost forgot that. I love all the Star Wars movies. In fact, I actually have a whole, like, ranking of all the Star Wars movies all the episodes and then the extra movies and then the seasons of Mandalorian. And I still haven't gotten to Clone Wars. Oh my god, stop. Stop. He's trying to eat my chips. He's literally trying to. He has his entire head in my chip bag right now. Dude, hey. Hey, hey. Stop. You have food. And I really don't want your little face in my chips. Now he's eating the bag. Okay, great. All right. I have written down Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, Hunger Games, A Quiet Place. Yeah, that one's really good. Okay, those are some movies. wait, now I want to tell you. Well, actually, no. I was going to pull up my thing where I ranked all the different Star Wars movies, like, but I don't want to get massacred if you guys don't agree with me. So I'm not going to. Any daily workout routines? Absolutely not, because I am very out of shape. It's okay. I mean, that's one of the main things I'm going to work on this summer. Basically, I'm going to eat, sleep, and breathe the MCAT, and then I'm going to try and get back in shape. Do the people who originally paid you for audios back on your old account still talk to you? If so, how is that? I feel like it might be kind of weird. A couple. Very few, though. It's not weird. It's not weird at all. That there were only a handful of guys that were really rude and disrespectful and horrible. They definitely soured the batch, you know? To be completely honest, I don't even remember their usernames. There were quite a few, and I would rather remember if I saw them. But I have spoken to a few people, just like three, that recognized my voice, that had paid, and it's not weird, no. What was your favorite audio to work on? That's hard. I need to, like, look at my audios because I don't even remember. I have to look at my, like, total. Where's my little thing where I, like, put the list? There it is, my list. Girlfriend shares her mommy kink. Mommy is not happy with you. Your TA is pissed. I'm trying to study. F Dom version. Punishment for trespassing. Mommy makes you come in the library. Sister slutty friend sneaks into your room. Out past curfew. Trying to study. F sub version. Forced to wet myself. Not so routine. Doctor's visit. Ramble fap 1 and 2. I just want to feel subby again. Test subject and the nurse coming in the Uber. Unconventional therapist. Okay. The test subject and the nurse. That was my favorite one. Because I kind of wrote about this in the bio of the audio. But like, I literally just got this random vision in my head of a guy like with electrodes on his brain, and then he's like jerking off for science, and I just ran with it. Like, I didn't plan at all whatsoever, and I just like ad-libbed it completely. Like, usually in my improvs, I'm like, I have at least an outline of what I'm gonna do, but this one I had no outline. I just fucking did it, and I was so proud of myself. Like, the grinding on my pillow one that I just put out, I totally ad-libbed that too, but it's not like there's much plot in that, right? It's very simple. There's not a lot of thought that really needs to go into an audio like that, so, you know, not as proud of that improv, right? But then the one with the, like, nurse and everything, like, I don't know, I just felt like it was really smart of me. this person is just asking more about school, and I kind of answered all that, so hopefully that was enough. How old are you? I'm 21. How old were you when you started making audios? I turned 18 and I started posting. Like, literally, I waited until my 18th birthday and I started posting. So yes, I was underage listening to audios, but come on, you, like, hopefully I don't get fucking canceled for this. I'm posting this to my account, so what is anyone gonna fucking do? Like, let's be honest. We know there's fucking shitloads of underage people listening to GWA. There's nothing we can do about it, right? Like, just if you start talking to someone, make sure they're an adult. If they're not, don't fucking talk to them. Like, make sure that they're safe. It's pretty simple. but I do think that people are lying to themselves if they think that there aren't underage people on GWA. Because I was like 16 years old or younger listening for years. And then I wanted to post when I turned 18, but I did. I waited until I was 18, and then I posted. Are you ever worried that you will get so popular that your audios reach family or people you know in real life? Yes and no. In my first account, I did kind of get to the point. Like, right now, let's see. I can check my Soundgasm. Right now, my most played audio, I think, is only like 36,000 plays. And that's plays, right? So some people will probably repeat the audio. Every time you refresh the page, it counts as a play. So definitely not 35,000 people. If I want to be really, really conservative, I can probably say that 20,000 people have listened to my audios, right? I'm trying to get my Soundgasm to come up. My computer's being weird. Yeah, so let's see, I've got like 4,000, 4,000, 3,000, 36,000, 22,000, 1,000, 600, 2,000, 1,500, 1,500, 35,000, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000, 3,000, 3,000, 2,000. So my audios average only like 4,000 plays, which means only about 4,000 people listening to them. And then the ones that go like super popular, they get about 35,000. Which, if you think about it, is actually really not that many. Like, it is kind of a shitload if you think about it. But at the same time, in the grand scheme of things, if we're talking about me being worried that someone's going to recognize me, you know, what are the odds, right? What are the odds that of those 20,000 people that listen to that, one of them is someone I know? You know, people from all around the world, like, listen to GWA. So, I'm not super worried about it. And if you do know me, shut your damn mouth, mind your business. You can enjoy if you want, I guess. as long as you're not my family, stick around. But yeah, don't like fucking tell anyone or I'll murder you probably. So yeah. What is your favorite way to spend a Saturday? Oh, today is Saturday. No, today is Sunday. Favorite way to spend a Saturday: watching Star Wars, doing puzzles, playing Animal Crossing on my Switch, and eating junk food. Listening to Tame Impala. Getting drunk. Do you enjoy breakfast in bed? No, I don't. I've never really understood that. Favorite food? Everyone asked the favorite food one. That's interesting. What is your dream vacation? I want to go to the fucking Middle East and Africa. So bad. That is where I've always wanted to travel. I think it would be so cool and beautiful and amazing. And that's really where I want to go. What is the best pickup line you've ever heard? I don't think any pickup lines are good. Are there any good pickup lines? I don't think I've ever heard a good one. What is the worst pickup line? All of them. Can you speak any other language? Yes, I did. Can you play a musical instrument? Yes, I play piano. How tall are you? I am 5'2". You sound Hispanic. Are you? What? What? Hispanic, really? Cool. No, I'm not. Just your boring white girl here. And favorite food again. Oh my god, how many people ask favorite food? Like 6 now. What was your previous username? You mentioned having a previous username in GW history about a million times. Wow, okay, smartass. You mentioned having a previous username in GW history about a million times, so it's really on you that we are super curious now and need to know. I don't know. I guess it doesn't really matter, right? Because if somebody recognizes my voice, then they know it's me. So it really doesn't matter, I guess. Maybe it does. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to answer. I'm sorry. I didn't mention it a million times. Calm down. Oh my god. I'm still going to keep it a secret. The reason I had to leave was I got literally fucking doxxed, so it's a bit nervous. Would you ever be interested in making Discord and doing live recording sessions? No. I do have Discord. I never use it. I don't understand it. It confuses me. And I wouldn't do live recording sessions. That would make me uncomfortable. Oh boy, this one. All right, this is another loaded one, guys. Take a deep breath. Okay. Your page mentioned, I do this for fun, not money, at the beginning. I fucking loved that statement. Even more so after listening to your late night rambles audio. But now that statement is gone, and there's a tip jar with a revenue goal and a wish list. Have you changed your mind? Okay. First of all, my bio doesn't say those exact words anymore, but it does say I make free audio porn. Secondly, it's a tip jar. It's so different than commissions. I don't make audios for money. If I got $0 from the tip jar, I would still be making just as many audios. And if somebody decided to give me $8,000 on the tip jar, I would still be making the same amount of audios. The tip jar is great to me because it's not, there's no pressure or expectation involved with it. And the people who have given me gifts from it, I really appreciate it, and it's been really cool. It's no different than, like, supporting your favorite big creators or, like, supporting a small business. Or, you know, like, a tip jar is very different. Hopefully you can see how different that is. In Ko-fi or Ko-fi or whatever it's called, the tip jar thing, it asks you to set a goal. And I put the goal because I think that people generally like to think or know that they're giving you something. What am I trying to say? Something tangible, right? Like, so I put on there $100 for a Polaroid camera because I wanted to buy a Polaroid camera for my graduation. And so that way when people are sending me gifts in the form of money, they know, oh, I'm not just sending like random dollar amount. They're like, oh, I'm sending her dollar amount to go towards a Polaroid camera that she really wants to take graduation pictures with. And I think that makes things more tangible and quantifiable so that people can understand where their money is going, right? So that's why I had that goal there. Because I feel the same way. Like, I might donate money to someone who was a creator that I really liked. And if I saw, like, oh, this is for a new game that's coming out. Actually, I have a friend who's doing that. He made a Ko-fi, and he was like, I want to buy this new game coming out. So it makes it quantifiable. I'd rather give to that. Does that make sense? this question kind of triggered me a little bit. I'm feeling pretty defensive because, yeah, like I am not doing this for money. Again, if nobody ever donates another dollar to my Ko-fi, I will still be making just as many audios. And if someone decides to drop a band on me, I'm still going to make the same amount of audios. I'm not giving those people anything extra. I may send them a message that says thank you, but that's it. I send people who say I love your audios a message that says thank you. It's so different than making audios for money. And, you know, I'm graduating college. I do have a job, but it's going to be very part-time because I'm going to spend most of my time studying for the MCAT. So, yeah, like, I really appreciate people sending me money if they appreciate my content. It's, like, it's, I don't know. I feel like I have to defend myself, but I really don't. I don't have to defend myself. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And also, I can change my mind tomorrow. If tomorrow I decide I want to start doing commissions, that is my prerogative and no one else's business. And if people don't like it, they can scram, right? That's not what's going to happen. I don't anticipate that happening. But yeah, this is what I'm doing. And this is good for me because I don't feel like pressure. And then people can feel like they're supporting me, and they are. And it's really cool and nice. So yeah, okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. Oh my god, but I read this person's entry, and I read that question, and I just got, like, super fucking pissed. It really annoyed me. What is it that you think most people are doing backwards? Backwards? Oh, getting married early. I think I have so many friends who are, you know, they already have children, or they're married. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, live your life now. Have kids later. Your ovaries aren't going to shrink up in your mid-20s. Like, come on. Like, I mean, actually, biologically, they kind of slowly are. But, you know, it's not that big of a deal. And, no, I don't have any big regrets. I don't regret anything, actually. I don't believe in regrets. And then these last two are repeats of other questions. So, cool. We made it through. Okay, I'm going as fast as I can. Oh my god. I didn't want this to be insanely long. All right, let's go. Back to the, or down to the not safe for work questions. Do you ever plan on making FDOM snuff audios? If I'm correct, a snuff audio means like threat of death, right? Like you're like, oh, I'm gonna kill you. And if so, no. It's not something I'm interested in, so I don't anticipate I will be doing that. What is one of your favorite kinks? I think I already mentioned it. Kind of like sleep play, edging, like being forced to edge, or also like free use, I think is really fucking hot. Kind of like, what's it called? Dubcon. That stuff is kind of hot. Also just really like listening to guys beg. So hot. I would imagine any dirty questions I could think up would be asked by others. But if I think of any afterward, I reserve the right to ask. Okay. You and only you reserve the right to ask after this. What is your record of times you've come in a day? Okay. I don't know. But I'm going to find out. I might do it tomorrow. I think either tomorrow or Tuesday, I'm going to try to come as many times in a day as I can. I'm going to record it and post it on GWA. And then we'll see. Have you ever domed someone in real life? No, I haven't. I would be nervous to. But I am curious as to how it would be. What are your biggest sexual turn-ons, turn-offs? I like a lot of build up and tension, you know. I'm very cerebral. So I like to really get in people's heads before I want to fuck them. Would you ever be in a poly relationship? Nope. I can't share. I am horrible at sharing. Even people I'm not in relationships with of any kind, I get super jealous. I am like, why are you talking to this other person? It's like, I'm not even in any sort of relationship with you, but I'm like, why are you messaging them? I get extremely possessive really fast. It's definitely a fault. I try to work on it every day. Are you interested in having subs online, like message-based, for example? I'm not going to say no, but I'm about to be living at home where I have very little privacy, and I wouldn't be interested in any kind of sub or dom relationship, for that matter, if it was only message-based. If it could be like phone calls, video calls, audio messages, then maybe, 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 maybe. How did you get into water sports, and what have you done, if anything, pee related? I don't know. I think it's like something. I think it's because I've always just been really into watching guys jerk off, right? And so for whatever reason, like watching a guy like urinate, it's like him like holding his dick and touching it, which so like kind of turns me on. I think that that's kind of like where the crossover came, right? Like I was like, oh, I like that. I like watching when a guy is like touching himself. And even though it's not sexual when you're peeing, like I still kind of enjoyed that. And then I realized, oh, there's stuff online where there's like a crossover. And then I really liked that. Didn't I mention this? Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm losing my mind. I think I commented it on someone's post, but, or maybe it was my post. My ex, peed on my like tits in the shower one time and then he tit fucked me. So that was something pee related that I have done. And I also, I was like playing with myself and I had to get up to pee, but my dom at the time made me like, it was exactly like, the audio I did where I was masturbating and I had to pee, but he didn't let me get up and made me do it in front of him. It was on a video call, actually. Do you like people messaging you dirty things? Wanting to come for you, mommy, etc. I kind of already touched on that. Not really. I would rather get to know you first. And if you don't have a post history, I'm probably not going to take the time to do that. With peace and love. What are some unexplored kinks that interest you? Well, water sports. More FDOM stuff. Free use, for sure. Actually, also, like, bondage and, like, pain, because that is something you really can't emulate via fantasy, right? You can really fantasize about someone doming you, and someone can dom you from over the phone, but you can't really be physically hurt over the phone, right? I guess you could spank yourself, but that's really not the same thing as someone like spanking you or whipping you or something like that. So I'm really interested in actually being able to try that in real life. What is the hottest part of making audios? I don't know. I get really into the fantasy. Like, I am really there mentally when I make audios. Like, I am not even thinking about the fact that I'm making an audio. I'm just there in the, like, scene, so to speak. So, like, the hottest part is just that I'm doing it. if that makes sense. Okay, sorry if the audio cut there. I had to plug in my computer. Do you listen to any audios while you go to town? Yes, I do. Actually, I make it a point to listen to every single male audio and most female audios that are posted on GWA. I'm very far behind, but I do try to listen to, like, so many, if, like, not all of the audios posted on GWA. You know the question, when's the next mommy audio? Soon. Soon, honey. Soon, I promise. Have you ever considered doing any content away from GWA? Not exactly sure what that means. Maybe you're talking about, like, safe for work stuff, too. And if so, yes. If you mean, like, pictures and videos, no, probably not, because I don't want to ruin the fantasy. I do have a profile picture. I've considered deleting it. I just don't want to ruin the fantasy, you know? If you don't know what I look like, you can imagine any girl in the whole fucking world. So why would I take that away from you? What if you're not attracted to me? And then it ruins it for you. Do you like piss play? If so, would you do audios on it? I would direct you to my pinned post on my profile, because yes, I have two piss play audios. How did you miss them? How did you see my AMA question post, but not my content with all my audios, including Piss Play. Go check them out. Might submit another one for these later, but IDK. Just small talk to fill in your AMA might be needed, hence the top ones. What? Okay. Any favorite kinks? Yes, I talked about that already. What is the most public place you've had sex? Did you get caught and in what position? Nope, I have not had anything even close to that. Trying to think. My ex tried to fuck me in a laundry room and I was not having it. Favorite position during sex? Prone bone, 100%. Definitely prone bone. I love prone bone. Because it just gets really deep in you and you're just fucking laying there. Oh my god, it's so good. What is the perfect size, in your opinion, of a cock? For you. For me? Small. On the small side, for sure. I have a very tight pussy. For a while, I started to think that, like, and maybe it is, please correct me if I'm wrong, like, all guys make a comment about how tight you are when they fuck you, but I started to realize, like, it's not just a comment, like, oh, you're so tight, it's, like, a very shocked, like, initial entry, holy fuck, you're so tight, like, kind of thing, and so I started to realize, okay, I might actually be, like, substantially tight. And then this one man whore that I had sex with a while ago was like, Jesus Christ, you are so fucking tight. And I'm like, am I really? And he was like, yes. And I was like, for real though? And he was like, you were probably the tightest I've ever had in my life. And I was like, cool. But it's not actually cool because it hurts and it's not fun and it takes a long time. And people my age don't want to fucking wait. They just want to plow you without any fucking foreplay. And so it's not fun. So yeah. Medium to small dick is my favorite because it actually fits. Were you always into mommy dom? If not, what changed? I would direct you to my telling my boyfriend about my mommy kink audio, in which I relay a basically true story of how I was never, ever, ever even remotely dominant until I saw this random guy on TikTok moaning, please mommy, into his phone, and I was forever changed. This is a good one. Do you get embarrassed performing certain audios? Yes, I do. There have definitely been times where I've started recording and I have to stop because I'm like, oh my god, I don't know if I can do this. The P ones for sure were like that. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna get fucking like flamed for making these. People are gonna hate them. But they were received really nicely, so that's cool. And actually, I was nervous about doing F-Dom audios. I thought people wouldn't like them, but y'all really like them, so that's been really cool. Have you ever been a porn addict? I don't think so. Like, just normal porn amounts. Are you more Dom or sub? That is a really good question. I think it's just like sexuality, it's like phasic. And right now I'm in more of a mommy dom phase because, to be completely honest, I am kind of so fuck the patriarchy right now that I just cannot stand the idea of a man having control over me. Like, I am just so appalled and disgusted by the state of our country and the amount of sexism and just all that shit and the amount of doms out there that are just abusers and don't know what the fuck they're doing, and I'm just over it. I'm so over it, but it really sucks because I love being submissive, and my gut reaction to that question is I'm more submissive by far, but at the same time, right now, it's so hard for me to get into subspace. Like, that daddy audio I made last night, that was a rarity. Like, I I don't know, I just randomly got in that mood, and it was kind of working for me, so I just went with it, but for the most part right now, even when I listen to Dom audios, I feel kind of icky, and I just can't listen to them because I'm like, ugh, I don't want a guy to be having control over me like that. It's making me stressed out, and yeah, so, but that's just like a psychological thing I'm going through right now. Also just some shit I've dealt with recently. I just can't deal, so I'd much rather be controlling someone else. What do you feel about people coming to your audios and fantasize about fucking you hard? It's cool, you know, on one hand, for sure. Like, it's cool that people come to my voice. It's cool that I do porn. I forgot what that felt like. I carry myself with more pride when I'm making audios, and it may sound a little dramatic, but I do. Like, it's kind of like, oh yeah, I have this power, like, with just my voice, like, I have this power over people, which is really, really cool. So it makes me more confident in everyday life. So yeah, describe what you look like. And yes, this is in the correct question. I guess you mean you want me to describe, like, my body parts? I'm short, I am blonde, as you can see in my profile picture. I got big tits, and I have a porn star pussy. Have you ever lived out any kind of mommy roleplay? No, unfortunately. Do you like all the attention you've gotten from the mommy kink? Yes and no. I do like it. It's kind of cool. But on the other hand, some of you guys are really, really bratty and annoying. And I mean that with peace and love, truly. Some of y'all need to chill out a little bit. But yeah, I mean, I do like the attention, for sure. I really do like the attention. What's your most taboo kink? Well, probably along the lines of, like, CNC and sleep play, pee play. Those are all pretty taboo. I also have this fantasy, but I don't even know if I could get away with posting it on GWA, because it'd probably get, like, flagged for age play, even though it isn't age play. I really like the fantasy of, like, a guy, like, teaching you how to masturbate in, like, a DDLG setting. So it's, like, feigned naivety, which I can totally see how people could interpret that as age play, but it's not. It's an adult feigning naivety, you know? It is very different than age play. It's not an adult pretending to be a child. It's an adult pretending not to know what's going on. There is a difference, and it is distinct. But God forbid I post on GWA. Because GWA has gotten, like, kind of psycho lately with all the rules and stuff, so. How many sex toys do you own? Good question. I have quite a few. I have a dildo. I have one of those Lush vibe things. And I'm just going to spoil the fantasy for all of you. They feel fucking horrible. They do not feel good. You see those girls with those little pink things with the little tails coming out of their pussies, and they're like, oh my God, oh, it feels so good. They're lying. It feels fucking weird. It doesn't fit. It's uncomfortable, and it's not doing anything for her. She's faking it all. Yeah. So I have a Lush. Someone bought me. I have a pink dildo, suction cup dildo, but it does not fit inside me, even though it is, 5 inches long, 1.5 inches around. I can barely ever fit it inside me. It hurts too much. I have a suction vibrator thing. I really like that thing. I'm a little bit addicted to it. And then my Old Faithful purple vibrator I've had for, like, 6 years. and then I have this weird, like, vibrating tongue thing, but it is too intense. Like, it's the tongue part is, like, really soft, and so I like to, like, rub my clit with it off, but when I turn it on, it's, like, too much. Do you like anal? I don't know, I've never had anal sex, but I do like playing with my ass. I haven't done it in a really long time, like multiple years, and I do have some ass play audios, like, planned. Have you ever tried double penetration? Kind of. I have fingered myself while, like, playing with my ass and fingering my ass, but again, many years ago. I should try it again. Do you own any BDSM related items? Yes, I have a whip, I have some wrist cuffs, and a blindfold. Yeah, that's it. Have you ever had a sexual fantasy about someone you really shouldn't fantasize about? Yes. I could go on and on. So many. I'm, like, totally in love with this guy who has a girlfriend. I've been in love with him for, like, years and years and years. He was my best friend, like, in high school. And he's got this, like, long-term girlfriend now. and I still have sex dreams about him, and sometimes when I'm masturbating, I'm thinking about him, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm going to hell. And he and I never even had sex. We had, like, a thing, but we never even made out. Really sucks. Who else? Let's see. When I was younger, I wanted to fuck my choir teacher in church, like church choir guy. That's pretty wrong. Also wanted to fuck the youth pastor, low key. Who else? Yeah, I've wanted to fuck TAs. I actually have fucked one of my TAs. There's plenty of people that I shouldn't want to fuck that I do. Whenever I come to your audios, I always open your Reddit and come on that. Oh, come in my Reddit profile picture. How does that make you feel? I feel like I didn't need to know that. That's how I feel. Do you like punishing us, mommy? What's your favorite way to punish us? Number one, peace and love. I'm not your mommy. That is a fantasy. And secondly, yeah, I do kind of like punishing you because some of you guys will not shut up about mommy audios and you deserve it. What's your favorite way to punish us? I don't know. I should have made the punishment making you post on GWA and listening to you moan because I would have really liked that. What is the wettest you've ever gotten and how did that happen? It's really hard to quantify that. So I don't know. I don't know what the wettest I've ever gotten is. I was really wet last night. I was like edging until 4:30 in the morning. It was like procrasta edging. Oh, I love that. Procrasta edging. I'm totally making that an audio title. I'm copywriting that. Nobody take it. I was really wet. I definitely, at a certain point, and it, usually when I get, like, wet to that extent, it's because I'm edging a lot. I am, like, drippy, like, literally, like, dripping sometimes. I also squirt. And for me, squirting is, like, brought on by, like, edging my clit and, like, barely touching it. I don't know, like, I see a lot of videos, and it's like, oh, if you finger her and get her G-spot, she'll squirt. And I don't. That's not, like, how mine is. Mine is, like, if you play with my clit a certain way, then I'll squirt, but... So I guess that would be wet, too. What kink is out of your comfort zone, but you're dying to try anyways? Huh. Honestly, I think playing with a guy's ass. Like, I think I would be really scared and nervous and not comfortable with that. But I'm also kind of interested in how it would be. Do you shave? Yes, I do, actually. I try to when I have time. I shaved last night. Any yandere? I don't know if it's yandere or yandere. Yandere audios soon. What was that again? I forgot what the yandere thing was. Oh, it was like psychotic or something? I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me, so probably not. You're probably gonna have to get that content from someone else. Okay, I made it just a little bit over an hour. I tried to go fast. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope that it was educational and inspirational and wonderful. Thank you guys for asking me questions, and thank you for following me and supporting me. It's really sweet, and I really appreciate it. And I've been having so much fun, and I plan on having more fun. And it's just so exciting that I'm getting my juju back. So thank you for listening.